Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all here. Okay, they want me to speak in English. So if you need a translation, you can go to the back. Probably my wife, Jean, can translate, or any other person can translate for you. Okay. Or you can translate for your mom. Okay. All right. Yes. This is a retreat center. Okay, it's not the retirement center. Okay, it's a big difference. Retreat center, that's meaning we come here to set aside a time, we draw near to God, and then we can regain the strength. We can go on to serve, just like here. Did you see go, serve? Yes. Not just stop here, we retire. This is a retired center. I'm going to stay here. No, go and preach the gospel. That's a very crucial. Thank you, Lord, for His the love of God. Today, we are gathered here to learn and to grow, and we are going to have a good fellowship with Him. Okay, let's start with prayer, and then we can start to search into the Lord's will. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for you brought all the people here. And we are coming here to learn and to grow together. And we want to draw near to you and to get to know more about you. And also we would like to have more fellowship with brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for this precious time. And we are going to seek into the keys of the kingdom of heavens. Lord, we want to learn through Matthew chapter 16. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so keys. Yes, that's very important. Every day we need a key. Is that right? Today, we already mentioned so many times. The brother said, did you get a key? Did you check in? And you will get three keys per room. Wow. Keys, that's very important to everyone. And sometimes if you forgot your car's key, what would you say? Oh no, I don't have car's key. I cannot drive a car today. Or sometimes you lock the key in the car. Oh no, I can't drive because the key is in the car. So key is very important. And today we are going to learn from all this, the keys is a plural. Keys. So we are going to learn about that. And this key is not going to get into your hotel room or your retreat center room, but this is the key to get into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, let me try to use this new equipment. Or maybe enter. Okay. Well, what happened? It tilted. It's totally new to me. Okay. All right. So here we are going to learn from Matthew chapter 16. And I want to start from verse 15. So I kept the Chinese at the bottom. So you still can read in Chinese if you feel like that's more comfortable to you. He, which is Jesus, say to them, disciples, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, it's working. 17 and 18, it says that Jesus answered to you and said to him, blessed are you, Simon, but Jonah, and for flesh and the blood has not revealed this to you, by my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And then, wow, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Wow, he can get into that. And he can... And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on the earth will be loose in heaven. Wow, this is quite a You can say it is authority or accessibility, responsibility. Ooh, that's a lot of things that we can learn from. So let's move on. Do you remember this year our church main theme? What we are going to learn about it. Probably you can remember Isaiah 2:5. Can you remember that? Oh, house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Wow, that's what we are learning this year. House of Jacob, not only you, but entire house, everyone, including you and me and others. We need to come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Light of the Lord, that's very crucial. So that's the theme so far. Today is August 16th. Okay, we are toward the end of the year. And hopefully we can learn about this, the context. All right, so today we are going to have two major thoughts. We are going to think about it or learn about it. First one is how to use the keys of the kingdom of heaven to draw near to God. Draw near to God. That's the first question we are going to seek and find an answer about it. Second one, how to use the keys of the kingdom of heaven to grow closer together. That's why we are here today. So wonderfully, the Lord call you and call your person next to you. We are here. Yes, we are busy, but we can set aside a time. We are going to think about this how to use the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You know, we use a key daily, but we don't care what kind of key we are using it. Yes, this is a house key. This is a car key. This is the key to the room and so on. And I find out, wow, they have so many keys and I don't know how to call them. And then I do a little research and find out, interesting, they have a flat keys and they have a corrugated key, tabular key, barrel keys, a dimple key. Wow, you name it. So many keys. Probably you want to check in what kind of key you have to which kind. Or maybe you have all kinds. And we just use it daily, and sometimes we just take it for granted. Yes, that's the key. I can open the door and use it. So we are going to learn about what's the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And nowadays, yes, it's more progressive. Wow, not use that kind of traditional keys. Do you know the keys? You know, this summer I went to my daughter's house, apartment. She just got married the end of last year. Two person, one car, live in an apartment. Do you know how many keys they have? I said, do you need that many keys? Oh, that's one car key. Oh, that's for work and that's for our apartment. And that's probably 20, 30 keys. For only two people? Wow, I was kind of shocked. And right now, it's probably you can just use that combination. Probably your house has that kind of combination, or your workplace has that kind of combination, or use a cell phone. Yes, open, lock, or simply just use a ID, or maybe facial. Yes, you go to the door and then you face that camera, and the door will open. You go to airport, check in. Yes, please come over here to look at the camera. That's the other one. So those are the keys nowadays. Yes, maybe by facial, or maybe by combination, or maybe by cell phone. Okay, those are the keys that today we are using. So we can come back to find out what's the significances of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Significances. Okay, so that's a very important one. Is we want to think about, yes, the keys represent accessibility. Yes, today you got a key. You can go into your room, no problem. And you can go in and out. and nobody will bother you, okay, because you locked the door, and that room is yours. Secondly, we are going to learn about key represent authorities. Wow, you have authority. You lock it, you open it. Wow, that's up to you. Third one, we're going to learn insightfulness. Yes, you have a key. Sometimes if you are in a school, it's the keys, that's been the answers. Professor, do you have keys of these questions? I need to get the keys in order to get a code or something. Yes, that's represented insightfulness. We're going to learn from the Bible regarding to these three. And then the last one is responsibility. Yes, today you got a key. Your boss has said, well, John, you have a key. Mary, you got a key. Wow, this key is important. You can get into the building. You can do something. That's very special. Do you know funny things is a bank is very, very tight. Do you have a chance to go to a bank, any bank in Kansas City? One time I had a meeting in a bank. And yes, there's a one worker there, and he opened the door for everybody to get in, and during the break time, he said, well, anyone want to go to the restroom, please let me know. I said, let him know? I just walk into the restroom. No, in our bank, you need to use my car, and then I tap it, and you can go in. I said, wow, that's a security. He said, yes, we don't want the people to come in and bring the cash into the bathroom. I said, wow, that's the keys. So that's very important. We are going to learn about all this. Okay, so from Bible, what do you talk about keys represent accessibility? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father except through me. Wow, through him, we can get into the Father. We can draw near to the Father. We can receive the love of the God. Yes, those are the keys. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. Wow, that's represent accessibility. Very important. Secondly, we mentioned about authority. What kind of authority? This means he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key to David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Who's the David? King David. Yes, he has the authority. He can shut the door, he can open the door. Wow. That's a very important, very significant keys he has. The third one, the keys represent insightfulness. Insightfulness. Okay, verses mentioned about this. Oh yes, we like to pray for others. Intercessions. And sometimes we don't know how to pray for the person. Yes, probably physical condition, maybe spiritual condition, or maybe other condition we need to pray for them. Well, through the mind of the Spirit in green, I printed, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. So we know how to pray for each other. Sometimes they won't tell you much. Don't feel well. We don't know how deep of this, I don't feel well. Could be just a catch cold and you'll recover a few days. Or maybe it's a very serious problem. Yes. We pray for Pastor David Loveland. He will, original plan, he will be here tomorrow, but he cannot come. Why? He lost his wife a couple days ago. Very sad. Wednesday. Today is Saturday. Wednesday happened. Wow, I didn't know that. So, yes, a lot of time we need to pray according to the mind of the Spirit. He will remind us how to pray, who to pray, and what to pray. Number four, I mentioned about responsibility. Yes, you receive a key. Yes, now you are responsible for this room or this office or this facility and so on. So here, he again is a Jesus. Call his 12 disciples together. All 12 together. Not just, this four, this five. No, all 12 together. And gave them power and authority over all demons and cure diseases. And number six, it says, so they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Wow, that's a very crucial responsibility. Today we receive a message. We receive a gospel. And we turn to the Lord, become his children now. And what's the responsibility? We need to share the gospel to the person next to us. That's why it says to go and serve, not just go and retire. No, yes, just go and serve. All right, I look at the Bible and summarize, there are seven keys, significant keys, from the kingdom of heaven that we can use in our daily life. So the picture there on the upper right corner is a bundle of keys. And I counted the other day, I thought it's six. And here's one hidden. So I'm going to add it, becomes a seven. Actually, that's the seven keys. All right, so yeah, seven keys. And you say, Robert, what kind of key did you find it? First one, I find out his name. Second keys, I find out is his will. Third one, his abundant grace. The fourth one, the cross of Jesus. Fifth one, the blood of Christ. Sixth one, the Holy Spirit. You say, well, probably that's enough. Well, there's another one. The whole armor of God. That's another key. Okay. All right, so let's go through key by key, and then we can learn from all this, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. All right, let's go to the first one. We need to proclaim and praise his name. Proclaim. What's a proclaim? Proclaim, that means we need to let other people know. Proclaim. Yes, you proclaim. Right now it's a new policy. The government will proclaim. Or the proclaim of new laws. Or proclaim probably your house rule. From now on, we are going to eat dessert after dinner or something, or you have a different rule, but here is a proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Deuteronomy 32 from verse 3 to 4. Wow, we need to proclaim that. Yes, a lot of things to proclaim. From justice, perfect, truth. Wow, righteous, upright. There's a lot of things we need to proclaim. How about the praise? In Psalm 28:7, it mentioned about the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. I will praise him. So do we have a heart to praise the Lord? Or sometimes when we have encounter the challenges, difficulties, and sometimes we complain first. Lord, how come this happened to me? I have done all this, and how come this happened to me? Well, if we can start from proclaim, we start from a praise, and He will calm us down, and He will give us the help, and that will start. We have a communication with God. So here's the key one. Remember, proclaim and praise His name. Second key we need to have it is prayer and understand, pray and understand His will. Something happened. Now, according to what we thought, what we planned, what we like to have it, but maybe God has the higher will, and He wants His will be done on us. So here from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14-15, it mentioned about His will. Yes, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. He knows our petition already. We, our needs. Sometimes we go through the mountains, very hard to go through. Sometimes there's a valley, it's almost impossible to go by. But yes, He will set the way, set the path for us. That's second key. Pray and understand His will. So that's a key number two. What's the key number three? Do you remember? Wow, the Lord has abundant grace. We need to stand on it. Sometimes we know, oh yeah, He has abundant grace, and that's far from me. But here it mentioned about we need to stand on the Lord's abundant grace. From where? 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of the Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. Faith and love in Christ Jesus. Wow, it's all ready for us to stand on it. To stand on it. Not just know about it or see about it, but He wants us to stand on the Lord's abundant grace. That's another key. We can get into the kingdom of heaven. What's number four? Oh, boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Boast. What's boast? You know, the cross, that's shameful. Crucification, that's been downgraded. That's been only those person deserve it. Probably criminal, or maybe the robberies, or maybe there's enemies, and they need to put on the cross. And why we want to boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? What's wrong has He done? No, they can find it. Nobody can find His fault. So where did it mention in the Bible about? That's from Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, second half. I should boast, that's from Apostle Paul. I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Worlds, it seems it mentioned about crucify to me and unto the world. So if anything happened like that, that's mean is the separation. The separation. We are so thankful because He died on the cross. Because of His sin? No, it's our sins. He does not have a sin at all. He's a pure, He's the Son of God. He came to the earth, world to save us. And today, because of His sacrifice, Himself died on the cross, and today we have all this salvation. Our sin been forgiven. Wow, that's so abundant, so precious. And we all need, when you hear the gospel, we need to know about it and receive it. I heard the gospel, yes, from my parents, but I kind of reject it. Until I'm in a high school, and there is a college professor reach out to me and say, "Robert, can we read a book together?" I say, okay, since I respect the professor, in the, even though I haven't, I'm not in a college yet, but because he asked me, so I say, okay, let's read a book together. Oh, it's about the Bible. It's about the faith. It's about all this that Jesus was, he has done on the cross. And we learned about a year and a half to 2 years. And he asked me, "Robert, are you ready to receive the Lord?" And I'm so sorry to say, at that time, I reject. I said, "No, I don't know yet. I need to know more detail. I need to get into more experiences." The next 2 years, the Lord gave me all the experiences. What you trust, what you have, what you're proud of, he can remove it. He can take away. 2 years later, yes, I came to that professor and say, "I'm willing to receive the Lord because I know he is the true God. Not just that we read a book or talk about it. He is real. He is real." So we kneel down and pray together. Wow, it took me that long. I hope you all can have a shorter time. Don't take that long. What's the key number five? Oh, we mentioned about the blood of Christ. Normally we shed the blood. Oh, that's very crucial. Is that right? My nephew just started the part-time job at used to be a Truman Hospital. Right now they changed the name. It's a university hospital or something. University Health Hospital. And he worked in the ER room, part-time job over the weekend. He said, "Wow, Uncle, do you know, first week, they already have two person die. When they move in, it's all bloody. Oh, their car accident or some other issues, and both of them, one is young and one is old, no matter what, bloody. But Jesus, he shed the blood on the cross. That's different. That's because of our sin. He paid for it. That's a redemptive payment, redemption. He already paid for it. We need to pay for our debt, and he paid for all. So where did that come from? Oh, Ephesians. Chapter 2, second half of 13, and then entire 14. It mentioned about have brought near by the blood of Jesus, the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, he who made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Yes, the separation. We need this key to get in. If you go to a hotel, can you get in without check in? Probably not. The door is locked. And you cannot get in until you go to the counters. You check in, your name, or whatever, and then here's your key. Sometimes a car now. How many? Two? Okay. Well, keys. So here today, through his blood, our sins are forgiven. I wash away our iniquities. So there is no middle wall of separation. Wow, that's a powerful key. Powerful key. Yes, it's not in the ICU rooms of blood. This is the blood of the cross. That's very, very crucial. How about key number six? Do you remember that? The Holy Spirit. We need to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Yes, when Jesus, he ascended to heaven, and we know the Holy Spirit was sent down. Wow, that's from Romans chapter 8, second half of 26 and 27, mention about this. He make intercession for us with groaning, what cannot be uttered, and we have a heart knows that mind of the Spirit is. He sent down the Spirit. He sent down the Spirit. So Spirit will let us know about all our needs and know how to pray. That's a very crucial keys. We need to use it. This is a key number 6. I said 7 keys. Is that right? That's key 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And what's the last key? Yes, we need to take it. Yes, if you go to a hotel counter and then they give you a key, they say, oh, I don't need it. I'm just go to the room. Sorry, the door is still locked. You need a key to get in. We need to put on the whole armor of God. Where is that from? Oh, Ephesians 6:13. It seems that there is the challenges, the warfare between the dark power, between the demon, or between the dark kingdoms. Yes, we need to have take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. To stand. Wow, this key is so important. All that 7 keys, we need it. Not just take, oh, Robert, I just need 3 keys. I need 1 key, probably that's enough. I can get into the door. Well, we need to have all 7 keys. Yes, if you say, well, I want to have a key 1, 2, and 7, no, all 7. All right, so I'm going to talk about my summer trip. I'm so thankful the Lord has given me an opportunity to visit Revelation 7 Church in Turkey. And I just want to mention this one, Philadelphia Church. Why? And I'm going to let you know. That's in today's location in Turkey. So, all right. So here mentioned about angel of a church in Philadelphia, right? This thing says, he who is holy, he is true. He who has the key to David, we mentioned about that before. He who opens, no one shuts. And shuts, and no one opens. Wow, that's an authority. So keys, very important. Ah, that's the key. I'm going to show you the key. When we travel to this Turkey, and I remember one tour guide stopped by the shop, and wow, they have so many keys. And she just bring 2 keys, compared it, 2 keys, compared it. There's so many kind of keys, all confused. And they all belong to different groups. Oh, this belongs to Muslim. This belongs to a Catholic. This belongs to a Christian. This belongs to probably non-believer. Or this belongs to our enemy or some previous emperor, you know, empire. You know, Turkey been occupied by so many empire, including the Romans, including the Ottoman, including they have so many. I can't name it. You can go to a website to check it. It's been occupied by so many. So one key he mentioned about, this is the key of Christians, and this is a key of other the belief. And why they need to have a key? Because during the persecutions, Christian, you cannot meet together. Like today, this kind of gathering. During one period of time, the Roman Empire, they said, no, no meeting in church. No Christian gathering. And do you know what they do? Well, if the church not open, we just stay home. They said they cannot worship. Okay, not worship. No, they are willing to go where? Move across the border? No, they dig the hole underground. And we're so surprised that the tour guide took us underground. Ooh, it almost like a, what you call it, a gopher or was a kind of an underground mouth. Well, all the tunnels and the walkway is so low, I hit my head probably 20 times. Fortunately, I have a head, so otherwise I will be all swollen. The Christian live underground, and they have a ghetto place, very small. Probably won't fit this many people, probably half of it. So you can go to church probably, oh, sorry, today 15 people already here. You wait outside, oh, next week. Wow, they are still willing to risk their life. Yes, they will be arrested and probably they will be persecuted. So I say, wow, that's a Christian key, it's so precious. So let me get one. So that's what I got. That's what I got. And what's the difference between this key and the other keys? They say, well, Robert, you look at this side. There's a cross. Oh, I said, I see, I didn't know that. And that's so important. Maybe they are living underground. Or maybe there's the key to get into church. We don't know. And that's all the history now. But it's so crucial. I said, well, let me keep one. Wow, I don't know what kind of door I can open. Or maybe no door anymore today. You know, so many earthquakes in Turkey. So it's kind of heavy. Oh, that's right. Well, you can read more. Yeah. Oh, there's a cross too. Oh, thank you. I didn't know. I thought it's only this side. My bottom and the top. Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I learned more. And after the meeting, if you want to borrow, you can do it. It's kind of heavy. You put it here. Ooh. And then if you have a keys, you have 5 or 7, then probably that's so heavy. But you need to carry that. That's a keys. But today, the Lord has prepared the keys for us. You carry 7 keys. No, it won't be heavy. He said, well, I need to go to a prayer meeting. I need to go to the Sunday Bible study. Wow, those are too many. No, it's not that heavy. The Lord will open the door. Every time, the Lord will give you the strength, give you the wisdom, you know how to go on. And why this church I mentioned, we visit 7 churches. But this church is very special. Today is a ruin like this. And because of earthquake, you know, Turkey has a lot of earthquake. About 3 years ago, 2022, has a heavy earthquake. And I think it's about over 10,000 people died. That's nowadays. It's not way back. So today we only can see that. And because he did mention about a new Jerusalem to this, attached to this part, you can use your Bible and read it. And from verse 10, I should change that 10 to 12. Because you have kept my command to preserve, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, and no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God. And I will write him my new name. Wow, that's so precious. Once you can get into all this kingdom of heaven, yes, all this the crown, all the blessings, New Jerusalem. Today, the New Jerusalem door is still open. So if you are outside, I encourage you to come in. Get the key. Come in. Don't stay outside. You say, oh, that's a good message. That's a good information. Nothing to do with me. No. This keys are important for you to get into it. Okay, now let's summarize it. Yes, today we learn we can use the keys of kingdom of heaven to draw near to God. And Hebrew mentioned about, yes, we need to come boldly, not scarily, boldly to the throne of God, the grace. All right, so that's very important. Come boldly. You may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Wow, we have so many in time of need. Yes. Even ministers, pastors, or anyone, we all have in time of need. Yes, we all need help. So we come forward to the Lord because we have keys. We can come before the Lord to draw near to God. Secondly, we mentioned about the key can let us grow closer together. That's what we are here for. Today, the meeting, we can change to the church. We don't have to pay for rooms or pay for this a meeting place. Well, Romans 15:7, it mentioned about we will receive one another, and Jesus Christ also receive us to the glory of God. Also, we can love one another. Sometimes it's very hard. Love one another. Oh, he's that person, kind of hard to love. But yes, we can do that. Yes, because of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We have it. We can do that. We can do that. And we know how to pray for each other. So, talking about prayers, I'm going to use this verse to pray and to close today's message. This is from Romans 15, chapter 15, verse 13. So, he's the one give us the hope, the joy, the peace, and in our believing, we can come forward to him. And yes, there's a power of the Holy Spirit. So, combine all that. Yes, are you holding the key? Or you say, well, yeah, there's a key, but I'm not going to get it. If you're not going to get it, you won't get into the room. You won't get into the city. Okay, let's bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today. Again, you use Matthew chapter 16, verse 19 to remind us. You have given Apostle Paul this the keys of the heaven, and he has authority to bond, to loose. And thank you from a Revelation Philadelphia Church. You also mentioned about the key of David. And thank you to all those keys. We can get into the kingdom of heaven. And thank you today. Yes, we are still on earth. There are so many things. And even though the Philadelphia Church suffered an earthquake and all shook down all the buildings, and today's only a ruins, but your words still standing, and we can hear you are still calling us through the Holy Spirit. We know how to pray. Lord, this everyone can hold the seven keys so that when you come, we will not be afraid. When you come, we'll be ready. We'll be all can enter into the banquet of the wedding, and also we can get into the New Jerusalem. We will be your people. You will be our God. Lord, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.